Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can find me at Standard Damage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, please know that this podcast premieres every Thursday in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord as a part of our advanced streaming theory class. If you would like to join us for these premieres, as well as the class itself, including a question and answer period after the podcast release, please see the description of this podcast for the invite link. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button, or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. So what advice do you have for a new streamer? I can't tell you how many times I get asked this question, especially now that I've been able to build a community. I've been very fortunate to have many of the successes that I've had. I very, very, very commonly get asked, especially as a teacher, what advice you have for a new streamer? And the problem with this question truly is that when a new streamer asks you this, I don't think they realize what a big question they're asking and how hard it can be to give advice at times that isn't specific. Because All of us had no idea what we were in for when we started this. Many streamers, including many successful ones, started out simply that they wanted to play a game, hang out in the corner of the screen with their friends, maybe find some way they could publicly display what they were doing, whether it was showing techniques in a game, whether it was simply just hanging out with friends or being able to reconnect with friends at a distance and have fun with it. There are all kinds of different reasons why people get started, but we all had one common thread in common. I can promise you this. None of us had any fucking idea what we were doing. We were absolutely clueless when we got started. We all were. I look back at the things I was doing 2-3 years ago now when I got started, and honestly, fam, I shudder because I have no idea how anybody back then watched me. I listened to the quality of my audio, I watch what I was doing on screen, and I review everything, and I still don't know how I managed to attract and maintain viewership, but somehow I managed to maintain that vital few that helped me form my community. But the point I'm coming around to here again is that if I had no clue what I was doing, I can pretty safely assume that nobody has any idea what they're doing unless they're coming over from another platform like YouTube or something like that where they're coming in with a lot of experience. So when teaching others how to get started, and what advice do I have for new streamers? I was faced with a pretty steep mountain to climb because, again, I just had no idea how to provide that general knowledge, that general encouragement for that matter, that I wanted to give a new streamer. There's just so much that happens to a streamer throughout their career. It is always a journey without a destination. So coming up with generalities that apply to everybody can be very, very difficult because, again, the journey is just incredibly personal. That said, there are a couple of things that seem to be universal to everyone, and I'm going to share those with you right now. The very first universal truth is never give up. When you look across every content creator that has ever been successful versus the many, 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 many more that have failed, one massive glaring difference between the two is that the people that are successful never gave up. They knew how to take it across the chin time and time and time again and keep getting back up and pushing for what they believe in. Fact, family. Fact. How many times are you going to be denied a partnership with a company or a platform that you want to work with? How many times are you going to be willing to embed yourself in a community and still keep coming back, even though you know a certain portion of that community might be talking behind your back or might have negative things to say? How many times are you going to be willing to deal with trolls coming into your channel and making your life very, very difficult? How many times are you going to be willing to reach out to your platform of choice for help and not get it? Are you going to be able to keep your emotions under control? Are you going to be able to keep yourself energized and passionate about what you're doing? Are you going to be the type of person that is going to look at a situation where you are not being successful, and instead of trying to blame others for it, looking inward and saying, what do I need to be doing different? Why am I not attracting and retaining a community? Sometimes, family, the solution can be something as simple as you're on the wrong platform, or you're playing the wrong game, or you're providing the wrong kind of content, and you have to stop and reinvent yourself in order to reach that ultimate success. Speaking personally, I never in my lifetime thought that I would be rolling marbles as a game. When I first started, I hadn't even heard of marbles on stream. But look where I'm at right now. The day I'm recording this actually marks the 1 year anniversary of me being a community manager for Pixel by Pixel Studios and Marbles on stream. Amazing how life takes turns that you didn't expect. And until I discovered marbles, by the way, family, my success was very middle of the road. I was starting to gain viewership. I was starting to find my path. But I was missing a very key element, and that was a game that matched my personality. I have that now. But the point remains that I didn't give up. I spent a lot of time with 2, 3, 4 viewers in my stream trying to figure out what I was going to do to make myself more successful. And that's what it took. And you're going to have to be willing to stick with it to figure out the things that you are doing wrong so you can start to do the things that will be right. The second universal truth that I always talk about, and again, family, there are no exceptions to this, and it actually goes hand in hand with what I was just talking about. And that is, always be a good student. Remember before when I was talking about how this is a journey without a destination? A journey without a destination means that you are constantly going to be learning new things. One of the greatest expressions that I ever heard was that the learners would be the ones to inherit the world, while the learned would find themselves best suited for a world that no longer existed. That has stuck with me my entire life because it is so true. This actually applies not just to content creation, family. This applies to just about everything. There is always something out there new to learn. How do you handle social media growth? How do you continue to grow on Twitch? How do you, once you've established yourself on one platform, break into the next one? Are you going to be willing and able to start something new while maintaining what has already made you successful? How are you going to handle all that? And you know, fam, the interesting thing is there are so many resources. There are so many people now that are willing to share golden knowledge if you are willing to listen. But if you are standing there with your arms folded, if you are one of those people that says to yourself continuously, I'm too old, I'm too stupid, I'm too whatever, and refuse to learn anything new or use it as your excuse, you need to stop if you want to become a successful content creator. Every single day, I sit down and I end up learning something new, some new system, some new process, some new technology, all in the interest of growth and giving all of you something more that you didn't have before. All in the interest of sharing some little piece of wisdom or knowledge that will help you avoid some of the pitfalls that I stepped into. I really want to do that for you, family. However, I am right now preaching to the choir, because if you're listening to this, it means you have at least a passive interest in developing and growing. You have at least a passive interest in being a good student. The people that don't have an interest in being a good student are the ones that need to hear the message that I am saying right now the most. And the sad part to me, family, is I have no idea if this will ever reach them. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. Whether it is me or whether it is another mentor out there, and there are several, just dial it up on YouTube and start taking a look at all of the successful content creators out there that are willing to share their love and their knowledge with you. So since this message is reaching you right now, go for it. Get out there, start listening, start attending classes. If you really care about your content and you really care about growing, get out there and obtain the knowledge that people are putting out there. I am going to take a little bit of time here and share with you one of the greatest ironies in content creation and learning your craft and learning how to grow. And I'm going to use myself actually as the example here, because this was something that I was doing myself. So many people want to grow. So many people want to learn how, but they do things that prevent themselves from actually being able to accomplish that. Here's an example. We talk a lot about people streaming too much. All right. They don't take the time to network, that they don't take the time to get to know their game. They don't take the time to learn new things. I can't tell you the number of these people that have come to me and said, you know, I would love to learn more. Or I'd love to attend one of the classes, or I'd love to take the 20 minutes or 15 minutes to listen to one of your podcasts. But I've been streaming so much that I don't have time. Or between my streaming and all these 800 other things I have going on, I don't have time to come in and listen and learn. So here's my advice that I want to spread to everybody out there. How about you stream a little bit less and take the time to learn more? Now, when I said I was going to use myself as the example here, this is what I mean. I was that person. I was working a more than full-time job. I had a more than full-time family on top of that. And I was taking every last spare minute I had beyond that on camera. I was streaming. I was either streaming, I was preparing the stream, I was figuring out some of the basics of OBS, but I really wasn't taking any time to learn how to grow. And the sad part was, is I had people in my life at that point with their hands out to me, offering to help. And I just wouldn't take the time to talk to them and gain a little more knowledge. And if I had done that, I would have moved a lot farther, a lot faster. An expression you're going to start hearing me use more and more is give up an hour and gain five. Because what happens is, if you take an hour to learn something, what took you 6 hours before is going to take you one. And if you think I am kidding, try it. The most recent example I have of this with myself is with the Adobe suite. I have so many plans for my content that I am relying very heavily on programs like Audition for the audio and Premiere Pro. And there's all these little tips and tricks that will make your life infinitely easier. But you've got to take the time to go out and learn them. You've got to go out and learn the shortcuts. You don't have to figure out how to make a radio quality sound. You can go to YouTube and there are all kinds of tutorials. How to set up equalization, how to set up a podcast voice, how to use a hard limiter, combine it with a normalizer for just some amazing effects. But again, you're not going to know any of this if you don't actively go out and seek the knowledge. But again, if you do, because now you're not sitting there staring at a computer screen frustrated because you don't know what to do or how to do it, stop wasting your time and dedicate some time to learning your craft. Actors spend years learning their craft. Painters spend their entire life learning how to paint the perfect portrait. What makes you think that you are any different from any of them? You are a creative artist. Simply put, I know a lot of streamers don't see themselves that way. They don't see themselves as artists. They don't see themselves as actors. Trust me, you are. And you need to see it that way if you want to be successful here. You need to see yourself as a creator. You need to see yourself as an artist in some form, and you need to see yourself as a businessman. But again, bringing this whole thing back full circle, if you are not willing to take the time to learn, if you are not willing to take the time to be a good student, not just now, but forever, if you are not willing to drop your arrogance and your fear of being the dumbest person in the room, you are going to fail. Never, ever, ever be afraid to be the dumbest person in the room, because the dumbest person in the room is going to learn the most. It took me a long time to grab onto that one personally, fam. It took me a long time to realize how little I actually knew. And I will be honest with you, it is a very scary thing when you first let go and realize that there are no gurus. You know who the gurus are in this industry? The gurus in this industry are the ones that are permanent students themselves. They are always learning and they are willing to immediately turn around and share that knowledge with you. That is how I try to run my classes and my podcast, by the way. Whatever the fresh lesson is of the day, whatever it is that is on my mind, something I have just experienced, and I want to share it with you so that at least a few of you, again, can avoid those same pitfalls that I stepped into. Now, there's one final point that I want to make today, family, and it's about who do you look to when you are looking for mentors? I can give you some advice in that area, and it is the same process that I went through myself when I was looking. What I did is I went looking for people that were where I wanted to be. I looked at where I was now. I looked at what the next step probably was, at least my best guess. And I would look for people that were there. And one of the smarter things that I did was I took it in steps. So when I was at 5 viewers, I was looking at people who were ranging around 20. And furthermore, I was looking for things that would make me jealous. Because if they had something going on either in their stream technically or their viewership or their growth projection, the track they were on, things like that, then there was something missing from my content that they had that maybe I could bring back to my content. So instead of letting the jealousy go to a negative place, I was intentionally looking for jealousy to see what I was doing wrong and what I could improve on. And what happens is when you do this in steps, as time goes on, you can naturally progress without overwhelming yourself. So I'm at 5 looking at 20 going, okay, these are the little changes I need to make, or these are maybe some things I could try that would help me out. Now I'm at 20 and I want to look at 50. And I did the same thing. At 50, I was looking at 60 to 75. When I got to 75, which was another plateau for me, I started looking into the 100s. Now that I'm into the 100s a lot of the time, the next place I'm looking are people that are 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 1,000 to see what they're doing or what they have done to help themselves build that maybe I haven't done yet. And the great part here, family, is every lesson that I learn, I am going to share with you all right here. So again, the two main takeaways from today, I really want to drive this home with all of you. Number one, never give up. Modify, yes. Analyze, you bet. But do not give up. And number two, always be a good student. Always be willing to learn something brand new. And I can guarantee you much greater success than if you try to go it alone. Everyone, I love you very much. And I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again. And I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.